Welcome to the Divorce Law Podcast with Robert J. Durst, shareholder and chair of Stark & Stark's Divorce Law Group. The Divorce Law Podcast is a 10-part series designed to be an owner's manual for your divorce. The information provided in this series will enable the listener to take ownership of their divorce and serve as a helpful guide throughout the process.
Hello, I am Robert J. Durst. I'm a divorce attorney with the Princeton, New Jersey, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, law firm of Stark & Stark. This is the ninth in our 10-session series of podcasts discussing the significant steps in a typical divorce proceeding. Today's session will address follow-up after your case has been settled or your trial has been completed. Every case will conclude with either an agreement between you and your spouse, an arbitrator or a master's award, perhaps a mediated settlement agreement, or a judge's decision. There will be some document, whether it's your agreement or someone else's decision, that defines what has to be done to conclude your divorce, separate your finances, and measure your financial future after the divorce. Implementing that judgment is very important. The piece of paper itself does little or nothing unless there is follow-up and implementation. In our office, we create a checklist. We go through the judgment line by line, paragraph by paragraph, and we make a checklist of what has to be done. We then communicate with the client as to what he or she can do themselves and what items we should do. For example, there may be transfers that have to be made. If that transfer is simply the transfer of an automobile from one party's name to another, you don't need your lawyer to do that. You don't need to incur more expense. You can simply go to the motor vehicle and do it. On the other hand, if there are deeds to be prepared or mortgages to be drawn, you do need a lawyer to do that, and you should be sure that your lawyer has followed up on it. There may be probation accounts that have to be opened up so that the child support or alimony payments can be made. That can be done by your attorney. Very often, a female client will want to resume a prior name. You can resume a birth name. You can resume a prior marital name. In fact, you can assume any name you want to use after the divorce. However, in our post-9/11 world, and with the security and identification issues that we have, it is extremely important that if you have changed your name, you do it properly. You have to record it with the Social Security Administration. If you have a passport, you have to change your name on your passport. You need to change your driver's licenses. You need to notify anyone who has a business or other contact with you of your new name. Life insurance beneficiaries are very important. In many divorce cases, the requirement that life insurance be maintained for the benefit of the children or for the benefit of the ex-spouse is a provision in the settlement agreement or the judge's or arbitrator's decision. However, if someone does not notify the insurance company and prepare and file the insurance company's required forms, they are not bound by your divorce judgment, and in the event of a death, you may not receive those insurance benefits from the insurance company and may have to sue your ex-spouse's estate to get the money that you are rightly entitled to. There's another document called a quadro, QDRO. It stands for Qualified Domestic Relations Order. Your judgment may require, or your agreement may require, that your spouse share a portion of their pension or retirement benefits with you. Like the insurance benefits, that is of no value and no meaning unless that judgment is converted by your attorneys into a quadro and that qualified domestic relations order is filed with the pension administrator. Medical insurance is very important. You have a right to continue insurance under your spouse's policy, However, you must file an election with them. And if you don't file the election, usually within 30 days of your divorce judgment, you are barred from seeking the coverage. Finally, you should and must consider changing your will, your health care power of attorney, and your power of attorney. There are very few people who, after a divorce, are still willing to continue their spouse or ex-spouse as a beneficiary in their will, or to allow them to be their health care power of attorney. You should find another trusted friend, relative, or family member to assume those roles for you.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's installment of the Divorce Law Podcast, and be sure to join us next week for another informative discussion with Robert Durst. Stark & Stark is a full-service law firm with offices throughout New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. For more information on the services the firm provides, visit us online at stark-stark.com.